Welcome to a brand spanking shiny ass happy edition of the Hollywood Hick. This here is me, Brent Paris, the Hollywood Hick, coming to all y'all mother truckers from Hollywood, California, sitting here in the Florida room on a brisk morning up here in Hollywood. Remember when I was bitching about it hot? Now I'm bitching about it cold, and it ain't even really cold out here, y'all. It gets into the like 50s, and I feel like the Arctic winds have set in because I am a wuss. I admit it. I freely mother trucking admit it. Sorry, that's how it is. But sitting here in the Florida room, brisk as it is, spitting distance from the most famous intersections anywhere, Hollywood and Vine, all of y'all listening to me right here on the Crab Diving Network, www.crabdiving.com. Throw the / listen behind that nonsense, and you can hear all the fabulous programming right as it's happening right here on the Crab Diving Network. Don't much get better than that. There's tons of fabulous programming out there. The Hollywood Hick here comes on every day on the 7th, meaning 7 in the morning, 7 in the evening. That's West Coast time. That'd be 10 on the other side of this here country of ours. Anywhere else, do the math. Also, if you missed the previous episode, tune in at midnight West Coast time and you can hear it then. Or just download them as podcasts off of the iTunes, the Crab Diving website, Stitcher, SoundCloud. It's all over the place, y'all. Hollywood Hicks all over the place out there. Follow me on the Twitters, although I ain't been Twittering that much, y'all, because you know what? I have a job that I've actually said the word job out loud. It's only taken me like 2 months to be able to say it, but finally I've been able to say it. I don't know, I've seen it like it's an accomplishment. No, I don't even want to be able to say it, but I can't help but say it anymore, because you know why? I wake up in the middle of the night. That's why I'm tired right now. So if I talk nonsense and say things that don't make any sense at some point, it's because I keep waking up in the middle of the night having work thoughts. But this last night I had work thoughts mixed up with a dream I had just been having. You know, if you have them dreams where you can't get shit done, you're just spinning your wheels and spinning your wheels and spinning your wheels. No matter how hard you try, you cannot get ahead of anything. Like, just the world just keeps piling things on top of you, and you're just like sitting there like, I do not feel rested because all of my sleep last night had work thoughts mixed up in my dreams. And so now I don't feel like I'm rested. I'm tired as fuck. I gotta go work all day. I gotta go do comedy things tonight. It's gonna be a long mother trucking day for the Hollywood Hick, y'all. I ain't know if I'm ready for it. But yeah, what I'm saying is you can follow me on the Twitters. I'm trying to tweet more, but I forget to tweet during the day. Let me tell you why. Because I'm working nonstop like a freaking crazy person, running around trying to make sure everybody has stuff they need. I'm trying to train people while I'm trying to learn things. It is ridiculous. It is ridiculous. I got 2 brand new people that I'm supposed to show what to do, and I don't even halfway know what I'm doing. Good Lord. Good dolly have mercy. I don't know what I'm going to do with myself. But follow the Twitters at the Hwood Hick. Follow the Facebook page, facebook.com. / the Hollywood Hick. And I'm going to get some help on that Facebook one here very shortly, in a day or two, to where some things will fly up there. So start paying attention to that. The episodes will be up there. Because you know what? Sometimes you just have to admit that you need help, and the Hollywood Hick is going to enlist some help, because I can't do it all myself, because I am tired. Like over the Thanksgiving holiday, I was planning to do some things. You know what I had to do? I had to check the fuck out, mother truckers. I had to check out. My brains hurt. Everything was starting, like my body gave, my back was jacked. I couldn't do nothing. All I did was lay in pain on the couch going, oh my God, because I cooked myself a Thanksgiving dinner. I cooked Thanksgiving dinner for a whole bunch of friends, right? It was delicious. But you know what I did? Threw my back out in the process. I don't know how you throw your back out cooking, but the Hollywood Hick pulled that shit off. So Friday and Saturday, I was a freaking mess. Couldn't do nothing. And then I was so tired, all I did was like go in and out of Sleepy Town. So it's like my whole freaking holiday vacation a few days off from the workplace, all I do is end up sitting there trying to like regroup so that I can go back and like start this crap all over again with my like brains hurting from all the work thoughts that go through there and trying to figure out what I'm doing, how I'm gonna juggle things, get shit done. This is weighing on a Hick, y'all, but we will just move on and we will not sit here and dwell in this shit, because I just gotta get through them. I'm gonna be bitching about this all through the month of December, y'all. All through the month of December, the Hollywood Hick will be bitching like a mother trucker. On account of, I tell you why, because I am going to be busy as all get out at the workplace. There's a lot that has to happen. I got to juggle people all over the world trying to figure out how to wrangle things, and I don't even know how to wrangle myself. But we will just persevere and keep on moving, and the Hollywood Hicks will be here. I might be late a couple of times. And there wasn't one last week either, after the Friday after Thanksgiving, because you want me to tell you why? Because I was laid up with a broke back in a coma from cooking too much Thanksgiving and eating too much Thanksgiving. Whew. This year, I try to be good and not like go crazy, because like I know there's going to be more and I can go back. But this year, I went nuts. I'd had a few cocktails and things, and I ate like two giant plates of food in one sitting and all kind of dessert. Really, like one of those times where you eat yourself into pain. That's how I was so uncomfortable and miserable. I was like, oh my God, why did you do this to yourself? And then I did it like three more times over the course of the weekend too. Oh, good Lord. This holiday season of gluttony, I'm going to have to start exercising. I don't know when I'm going to fit that in, but I'm going to have to find time or else I am going to become mother trucking beast, y'all. Just giant. And I can't be having that. No self-respect and homo wants to do that to themselves. I'm just saying is all. But let's go see what's going on out there in the world at large. Oh, I know what's been happening. Apparently the world of pornography done went and found themselves Bill mother trucking gross ass, still gross as gross gets, Cosby McGrosserson, can't stand it. Whatever, like, but we haven't been hearing much about him. He has shut the fuck up, hasn't he? Because he's like, oh hell, everybody is on me, everybody is suing me, these people are gonna take everything I got. I even read this blind gossip the other day. I don't know where, I ain't gonna find it because I ain't prepared. I am so ill prepared. We are gonna be doing all kind of internet bouncing during this here episode of the Hollywood Hick Mother Truckers. But what I'm saying is, I read this blind gossip where it was like some married couple been married a long time, got a little legal troubles going on one side with some lady troubles, and where they're basically, the wife is gonna pretend like she has had it and divorce him so she can keep a whole big old chunk of that money before people start suing, and then basically they would pretty much stay shacked up, and then that way they can preserve like half of the fortune or some shit like that. Guess who that might be? Couldn't be nobody but Mr. Bill Gross Ass McGrosserson. Fuck him and everything about him, Cosby and his gross raping, drugging and raping ass. But straight up bullshit, right? Well, now apparently the porn world has done got a Cosby of their own, because you know this one James Dean, I don't know how he gets away with that name. Maybe it's because he spells it D-E-E-N instead of D-E-A-N, so that's how he gets to go by James Dean as a porn. Now I'm looking at this picture because I'm looking at this over on the BuzzFeed. Because I found this article over here that kind of tells what he has been up to. But apparently, he has, like, I think all of this, like, status as, like, the superstar porn star has gone to his freaking head. Now, I'm also looking at his head, and this is why I'm starting to think this is probably true. This is why I'm thinking, ain't nothing been corroborated. It's a he said, she said right now, but it's starting to, it's like Cosby, where they just keep coming after Woodward. There's already been, like, three or four ladies come out and say he's been doing some untoward things, like, getting a little overaggressive. Aggressive, raping, trying to like sneak up behind me and press his pecker in my butt crack, things like that. Like, ladies don't like that. Not when even ladies who do porn, like, it's got to be on their terms. That's how it, like, I figure it. And they have, and apparently I read one thing where they like have lists of people that where they just won't perform with them, and this dude was on one lady's because he snuck up and put his pecker in her butt crack. But we'll get to that. But I'm looking at this picture of him, and you know what? He got close set eyes, y'all. And you know what the Hollywood Hick says about fellas with close set eyes? I ain't saying it's true. I'm just saying you got the potential for psycho tendencies. I used to look at stupid serial killer books all the time. And I got one that had pictures of a bunch of serial killers in there over the years. And a lot of them, I ain't gonna say all, but a lot of them got close set eyes. So now the Hollywood Hick has convinced himself that anybody with close set eyes has psycho killer tendencies or psychotic tendencies of a sort. Because this dude apparently likes to get overly aggressive with his sexy times. Now, apparently that is fine if everybody is in on it. But if the other person ain't in on it and tells you no, you can't do that, stop it, and even throws out a safe word that you supposedly have betwixt you, and you just keep on going with your aggressive over zealous nonsense, then you might get accused of some raping and some other things and some untoward nonsense. And that is exactly what has happened to this James Dean fella, right? Well, according to the BuzzFeed, folks, it says one of the world's most prominent fetish pornography companies on Monday announced it had severed ties with high-profile porn actor James Dean following allegations made by three women that he sexually assaulted him. Now, remember, this is also the dude that did that supposed homemade sex tape with that Farrah Abraham chick off of the Teen Mom show, the one that got all that plastic surgery looks like a straight up cartoon character nut, just a nutty McNutterson, right? Well, he had did a supposed sex tape with her, but that was a straight up produced porn video. But he also was in that Canyons movie with Lindsay Hohan. Ooh, and we got a story about Lindsay Hohan's stepmama coming up too, is good. But we'll get to that in a little bit. We talking about James Dean and his close set psychotic eye looking ass right now, right? Well, this fella, he apparently this website is called Kink, and which bills itself as the largest producer of BDSM and fetish pornography in the world. And they said that they are going to cease all ties with Dean after his ex-girlfriend Stoya, also a porn actor, accused him on Saturday of rape. Two other porn performers, Tori Lux and Ashley Fires, have also alleged Dean sexually assaulted them. Now, see, once these ladies start coming out, I can bet you there's going to be more, because this is the rumblings of a Cosby and happening to this dude, because these ladies are just going to keep coming out, because once a couple of them come out, then they feel like empowered to say something, because I'm sure, because also this has to be tough as a porn actress. This has to be difficult, I would think, right? Because people are going to judge your ass right from the start anyway, be like, you do the porn, you're supposed to like sexy times, and you just get what you get. But that's bullshit, because even there, it has to be on your terms. Like, if that ain't something that you want to happen right now, that is your choice. I don't care if you do sexy times for a living. Even hookers can get raped too. It's like no. When somebody says no, that's pretty much what it means. But you need to be clear about your no. That's my thing too. It's like some people like to be like, oh, don't do it. Don't. Like, that bullshit. Don't be ambiguous about your shit and then come back on the flip side and say something untoward happened. But if you are definite and you're like, no, I said, don't do that, and you keep getting it done to you, then that's when it's the truth. But like the wishy-washiness, like that's just opening the door for like, and people just have an whatever. It just opens the door for untoward nonsense on all levels, because then people say, well, you said no, but you didn't say no, and then it becomes this thing, and then people are like, well, you and then whatever. You get what I'm saying. Just, but this thing goes on. It says Dean has vehemently denied the claims against him. Writing on the Twitters, he has described the allegations as egregious, false, and defamatory. He also said, I respect women, and I know and respect limits both professionally and privately. Well, according to one, Stoya, well, three, I reckon you would say, according to Stoya, Tori Lux, and Ashley Fires, that may not be the case, that he like might think that this is how he like behaves himself, but in reality, he has clouded his judgment with a little bit false sense of grandeur there, and that he thinks he's supposed to be able to get away with some shit when he really is not going to be able to get away with it. Now, I don't think none of these ladies have pressed no charges against his ass, but they've been throwing it out there. But I mean, for somebody like him to get fired from like the website that like is your freaking bread and butter, because he's done like 237, it's right down here, it says. But that's getting ahead of me. But the San Francisco-based Kink website sent the following statement to the BuzzFeed people the other day. It says that for the Kink.com community, as well as the larger BDSM community, consent and respect are sacrosanct. See, now that is, there's one word in there. Now, I use this word a lot talking about this kind of stuff, because for whatever reason, I'm fascinated by it. Like, I can't help but read it and try to, and sit here and talk about it. Like, not long ago, I had a whole freaking like sexual abuse episode. I think every story I touched had something to do with this kind of nonsense. Because that Jared the Subway guy been busting, Cosby, Charlie Sheen, all kind of stuff going on with this. Like, people are finally starting to say no and mean it for once. Well, so they go on to say that I'm effective immediately, Kink. But the word, did I talk about consent? Did I even say that part and just moved on? Whatever. But the word I'm talking about, see, I told y'all I'm tired. I'm going to be all over the place, because I woke up in the middle of the night having work thoughts mixed with dream thoughts. And then I couldn't, whatever. It just kept me awake. I had to like wake up and read something on the internet to try to get my mind off of it in the middle of the night, 3 o'clock in the morning, when I should be sound a mother trucking sleep, getting ready for this hell of a day I got today. Right now. That's not what happened. Mind a twirling. But the word consent, people do not seem to understand the true meaning of the word consent, because it explains a lot. It'll explain to all those religious conservatives who think that us homos being allowed to get married will lead to bestiality and child abuse. No, it does not, because dogs and children are not able to consent. Another adult who wants to be in that same situation, who is consenting, does, and there lies your difference. Why they can't understand that one little single little old word is beyond this mother trucker. I don't get it. But that's the thing. They The consent and respect are sacrosanct. I like that they understand that, especially if you're going to be a BDSM site, because you got to like make, because it can all, like, whatever, it can go so far. But if the people ain't into it and somebody says no, that's when you got to stop, because that's just how it works, because everybody's got their own rights. And if somebody decides, I don't want to do this no more, you need to stop. That's just how it works. But they go, effective immediately, kink.com will cease all ties with James Dean, both as a performer and a producer. See, bread and butter. He is losing his straight up bread and butter. And that is a good punishment for somebody like this dude. So he's going to get tried in the court of public opinion a la Cosby. And as we can see with Cosby, that shit don't always turn out too good, right? Not if you're Cosby. Good. I'm glad. I hope people just keep fucking his ass up forever. But goes on and says, our performers deserve not only safe sets, but the ability to work without fear of assault, rape, or sexual assault, with or without a safe word, offset or own, should never be accepted as a hazard of adult production. Many of the allegations against Dean are new. The pattern is alarming. Over the coming weeks and months, we will review our model Bill of Rights to strengthen rights of performers offset and work with the larger industry to help performers who have been assaulted. People, proofread your shit on the interwebs. If you're BuzzFeed, you got enough people in there who can freaking proofread this. If my dumbass is catching all kind of articles riddled with mistakes, how come you people ain't catching them? I'm just saying it's all. But it says here, basically they're going, and work with the larger industry to help performers who have been assaulted to more easily come forward. And that's good. I'm glad Kink is taking responsibility and wants to like make it a safe environment, especially because in this day and age, people will sue the fuck out of your ass too. But this goes on to say, Kink's website lists some 237 films starring Dean. He's made a lot of pornographies, right? He's been putting it in all kinds of things. Fires told the Daily Beast she was assaulted by Dean in the communal showers at the porn company's castle-like facility in San Francisco. What do you mean by communal shower? Like, is it like one big room that has a whole bunch of showers? Or is it one big shower room? I don't know. That just seems a little shady. But, I mean, whatever. It still doesn't mean you can come up there and assault somebody. But they said, in the light of recent accusations against James Dean, Evil Angel today has decided not to sell any newly created scenes featuring Dean. So I guess somebody else is ditching his ass. John Stagliano, the company's founder and president, told BuzzFeed, while our company presents what is consensual and exploratory about aggressive and rough sex, these accusations are of a nature so contrary to our company values that we feel it necessary to suspend the sales until more information is available. I love it. I was like, they're saying, like, you know what? We might be doing porn, but we still don't condone this shit. Like, and you know what? I've met a bunch of porn stars over the years, and they are all super nice people. I've not met one who I thought was a complete asshole. Most of them are all super nice people, and they just like to do sexy times for a living. And you know what? There ain't nothing wrong with that. If that's what they like, then let them do it. Some people just like that shit. Also, it says here that on Monday, Dean resigned as a chairperson of the board of directors of the Adult Performer Advocacy Committee. God, I cannot talk this morning. That's a labor group that represents porn actors. The secretary of the APAC, they call it, Ella Darling, referred BuzzFeed News to the following statement. They said, APAC recognizes the seriousness of the statements made by performers in the community, and they indicate a major conflict between a board member and other members of the organization. In the meantime, APAC will continue to provide support and guidance for adult performers. I'm kind of glad this shit exists. Like, I didn't know this stuff existed. So, like, if you're having, like, going through some shit, they got somewhere to turn. But the APAC board wants to state unequivocally that we stand with performers and other sex workers who are victims of any sort of sexual assault. APAC is committed to being a safe place for performers and to creating a safer and healthier industry. And Howard Bragman, who is a spokesman for Dean, told BuzzFeed that his client had no immediate comment. Well, he has since commented somewhere. So let me see what he says. Maybe it's up in this one. It'll tell me why you commented. Or I might be able to find it over here. I told y'all I was ill prepared. I was going to come home from the workplace last night, get ready. You know where I was? At the workplace till all hours last night. That's where I was, right? Well, where is it? Blah, blah, blah. Okay, here's where Dean denied his act. On the Twitters, he wrote, I love how people have to go out on the Twitters to do their denying. Why don't you just do it through a like press release, like for reals? But says, there have been some egregious claims made against me on social media. I want to assure my friends, fans, and colleagues that these allegations are both false and defamatory. I respect women and know and respect limits both professionally and privately. You know what? I just get the feeling that this is complete bullshit. Like, I think that he has a different, I think that his idea of respect for women is skewed due to his like his vocation. That's what I'm thinking. And because he just, he, because, and people get this false sense of grandeur. So if you're like the biggest male porn star out there, and then everybody is like kissing your ass, and then you start thinking that you can get away with a little bit more and a little bit more and a little bit more, and you convince yourself that this is all okay and it's part of the process. And then the next thing you know, you've taken it too far and somebody says no, and you aren't able to understand that no, because you have ingratiated yourself so much with this self-entitled bullshit that you aren't able to see that you are really causing a whole bunch of troubles. I'm just saying is all. But he keeps denying that. But this is where that Ashley Fires, is that her name? Ashley Fires. Where's her name? Yeah, Ashley Fires. I wanted to say Fries, but that is not it. It is Fires. She says that she didn't even know the dude when he like came up to her. She was in that communal shower or whatever. But she said that she put him on my no list because he almost raped me. So like, I guess these porn stars, they can say like, he is on my no list. I will not have sexy times with him on camera because I don't like that guy for whatever reason. And they're allowed. That's good to know. I didn't know that they could do that, right? She said, the only time I'd ever seen this guy, he walked into the green room at Kink Studios, picks up Jessie Cox like a caveman, grabs her by the hair, and takes her off somewhere. And I can only imagine. She says, later on that night, that's some straight, see, that's what I'm talking about. He's like, you little bit by little bit, you start to think that shit like that is okay to come in and just grab some chick by the hair and drag her off and then have your way with her. Like, apparently, that's not what this Ashley Fires is about, right? But she said, later on that night, I was getting out of the shower of the communal bathroom at Kink. I reached for my towel to dry off, and he comes up from behind me and pushes himself and his erection into my butt. He pushes me against the sink and starts grabbing on me, and I was like, no, 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 James, no. And she said, he released me from his grasp and says, you know, later, if you want to fuck around, I'm in room, whatever it was. I love how she's like, whatever it was. I don't even remember the room. She was like, fuck you. I didn't even know this guy. He was so out of line and entitled with my body. Like, I see, that's the thing. I think just over time, he has like convinced himself that he is just entitled. Like, these ladies are there for his whatever whim and whatever. And now it's coming back to bite him in the ass. That's what I'm saying. She also stated that almost a year after the incident, Dean confronted Fires and asked her to stop telling people about it, and she refused. Good for her. I'm starting to like this Ashley Fires chick. Dean allegedly asked her to at least stop telling people the real reason as to why she won't work with him. She's like, he was like, apparently he said, okay, can you just say something else? Say that I remind you of your brother. Is what he said to her. He's like, his advice to me, to tell people why I won't work with him instead of the truth. And I think she should keep telling the truth, and I'm glad she is telling the truth, because sometimes people need to be smacked down. This accusation says comes days after Stoya, his girlfriend, like he had this girlfriend back a couple of years ago, Stoya, she's the one who outed him. She started talking about it on Twitter, said she wasn't going to try to hide it no more, and that's when the other couple of girls came out, right? But she said that James held me down and fucked me while I said no, blah, blah, blah. We already talked about that. Tori Lux also did it. So basically what I'm saying is, we're going to move on too, because I've been talking about this fool for too long already. But what I'm saying is, James Dean, the porn actor, may not be the fine, upstanding citizen he would like us to be who does porn, because that's kind of how he wants to come across. I think it's like, I'm just a regular guy who does the pornographies, but I'm starting to think he's the regular guy who does untoward nonsense to ladies and tries to get away with it because he has like entitled himself in such a fashion to where he doesn't think that he's doing anything wrong. And he's getting a severe smackdown right now because people ain't putting up with this shit no more. People are finally starting to speak up, and it's about mother trucking time. I'm just saying is all. All right, let's see what else is going on. I said I was going to tell y'all this story about Lindsay Hohan's mama or stepmama, right? The one that her daddy done went and married. Let's see if I can find this story because it is hysterical. Because remember, I told you, I think it was last episode, which was a week ago. Sorry, I didn't have one on Friday because I was in a coma and I had thrown my back out and I was just, I was a mess. The Hollywood hick was in no shape to be talking into a microphone to nobody. I'm just saying this all. But I'm going to try to stall here while I find this article here over on the TMZ where I found this earlier. I should have bookmarked it, but guess what I didn't do? I didn't bookmark it because guess what I'm not? Prepared, because you don't know why. All I do is go to the workplace and get spun around in circles constant trying to figure out what the hell's going on. Oh, there we go. I saw a link to it and I'd already hit another one. What a mother trucker. I am not good at this, y'all. Oh Lord, keep on scrolling. Kim pregnant ass Kardashian. I cannot figure out people's fascination with those fools. Tim Tebow. I'm just rolling by faces right now. Oh, here's that James D. Close set eyes looking like a psycho. I'm just saying is all. Here we go. Kay Majors Lohan. She's the one married to Michael Lohan. Got arrested coming off a plane a week or so ago on account of she was cootie brown drunk, right? Straight up cootie brown drunk. All this over somebody leaning back in their stupid seat. Why do people get so upset about that on a plane? I do not understand. Everybody has their little bit of, it's not even like you can fall back that far. You fall back a half a tick, like it's nothing. Like, why do people get so bent out of shape over that? People go nuts. I've seen it on planes before. They get all crazy, start kicking the back of seats and being ruckus and all that kind of nonsense. It's like, gee, bus. For the love of Dolly, people, just calm the fuck down. Why can't we all get along? I just don't understand. But according to the TMZ people, Kate major arrest. She terrorized passengers and flight attendants, and that is why they had to, they also, it's not like that, this is the thing, when you she should get in fucking trubs for this, because they had to divert the plane to land somewhere else. We'll get to it in the story, but when that kind of shit happens, you have now inconvenienced every other person on that plane and the people who are working on that plane, because you can't freaking keep your fucking shit together. Keep your shit together. Quit inflicting all of your untoward nonsense and your freaking psychosis or whatever it's called, craziness, on everybody else. Just bottle that shit up. And if you can't bottle that shit up, stay the fuck home and don't make it our problem too, okay? That can be taken into the roads that we drive on every day. If you can't fucking hold it together and if you just can't fucking keep up, then do us all a favor and stay the fuck home or take public transportation. Because if you can't make a right-hand turn that doesn't happen at a crawl, you're a fucking part of the problem. If you can't merge traffic, you're part of the problem. If you don't realize that that ramp headed towards the freeway is where you're supposed to pick up speed so that when you hit that freeway, you're able to keep moving with all the other cars, stay the fuck home. If you can't fucking respect a goddamn crosswalk, stay the fuck home. That's in or out of the car. If you're walking across a crosswalk, that means don't fucking try to cross the street when there's only 2 seconds left, because then I can't make my turn. And conversely, if you're in a car, and don't try to fucking run my ass down because I'm trying to walk across the street, especially if I'm doing it when it's a legit walk time. Okay, I can understand getting a little bit upset if people are jaywalking, but if they're on a legit, it's their turn to go, shut the fuck up and calm down and don't try to run my ass over to save yourself 2 seconds, because really what you're going to do is end up sitting at the light that's one block down anyway. So like, what are you going to do? Sit there longer? Fucking use your head. Think through. There's more fucking people out there than just yourself. But what I'm saying is, if you're going to get cootie brown drunk on a plane, just fucking be a goddamn happy cootie brown drunk, for the love of Dolly, right? But according to the TMZ people, right, a judge done ordered Kate Major to go straight to rehab after she was busted for threatening to slash someone's throat during a flight. And it's pretty clear she was wasted before getting on the plane. That's what they're saying here, right? So according to the criminal complaint, Michael Lohan's estranged wife started trouble before the flight took off. Good Lord, I can't talk. Bitching about having to put her seat forward. That's the whole thing. She was pissed because she had to put her seat up a little bit. Really, is that a reason to lose your ever-loving dumbass mind? Like, this chick, like, you know what? Don't send her to rehab either. She's been to rehab multiple times. That shit ain't gonna take. You know what's gonna take on her? Jail. Put her in the jailhouse and let her sit in there and dry out and be like, okay, is this where you want to stay? Is this what you want to do? You already got your kids took away from you. Now your husband's probably, like, leaving you. Your gross-ass husband is leaving you and won't have anything to do with you. So you're just gonna go get drunk and divert a plane to have to land somewhere else and get your ass arrested and in trouble with the feds. Way to go, lady. Way to go. And then a whole plane full of people hate your ass because now they're late because you can't fucking keep your shit together. What mouth breathing morons, I swear. But says this all happened before it took off. She was bitching about having to put her seat up. The situation quickly escalated in the air. A witness told a crew member Major was harassing a passenger and was possibly drunk. I don't think there was any possibly to it. She was straight up cootie brown drunk. Kate allegedly yelled the witness that the witness's wife was a bitch and then threatened to slit her throat. That's the way to win people over there, Kate Major. Way to go, lady. Way to go. Well, apparently the flight attendants moved Kate to a different seat to keep an eye on her. When she asked for a glass of wine, the flight attendant refused. Go figure, you're cootie brown drunk and causing trouble. You think they're going to, like, add to that problem? Yeah, that's really how that works. So Kate whipped out her phone and started recording the flight attendant, because what is that going to do? Just prove the flight attendant's point that you're a crazed, delusional, idiot woman? But apparently the last straw came when she allegedly threw the phone and then rushed at a flight attendant. Way to go, lady. You freaking charge a flight attendant on the plane. Like, that's going to go over well. I can't believe this shit. A passenger had to step in to hold her back, and that's when the pilot decided to divert the plane to New Orleans. So, now, everybody is inconvenienced because you can't hold your shit together because of a freaking seat back, because you don't want to put your seat back up. What a mouth-breathing moron. She was arrested at the airport and booked for interfering with flight crew members, which is a federal offense with a very stiff penalty, which is up to 20 years in the prison. So you might get 20 years in the hooskow because you couldn't hold it together and you wanted to put your seat, didn't want to put your seat up. What an idiot woman. Apparently she got released on $25,000 bond in order to surrender her passport and sent directly to a rehab facility in Southern California. You know what? Don't send her to rehab. Do not send this bitch to rehab. Send her to jail. Let her dry out in there, because these rehabs obviously do not work for this lady. Obviously, that shit does not work. It does not hold no water. It just does not. That's all I'm saying. It just does not. It does not work. I'm just saying it's out. But there you have it. Be glad you ain't her. Be glad you are not a hoe hand who has this crazy for a freaking stepmama. And I was like, well, every time, I never understood why the freaking, what's his name, Michael Lohan ever put up with this woman. One, she ain't that pretty. And two, she's a freaking mess. And all she's like, all they do is fight. Like, these relationships where people, like, I don't know. I have seen people like who just like they love to fight. They like live to fight each other all the mother trucking time. It's ridiculous, right? Completely and utterly ridiculous. Oh, this here. Oh, and by the way, people, here we go. I'm just scrolling through things. I wasn't really going to talk about this because it just upsets me so. But can we just quit shooting each other up out there? Really? I'm just saying, huzzah. This dude, oh, the thing about it, this one dude that shot up the people at the Planned Parenthood in Colorado Springs, what's his name? Robert Louis D. Or whatever. He's from somewhere in North Carolina, like Western North Carolina. I swear, like, I don't know what it is, but every time I see a picture of this fool, he looks familiar to me. Like, I have crossed his path somewhere at some point back when I lived in North, like, I think it was when I was in college, because he lived around Asheville, it said, up in this place called Black Mountain, and I know people that lived up there, and I don't know, I just feel like I have crossed his path at some time before, because, like, I just, you know when you see some crazy eyes and you just stick with you? It's his crazy eyes that stick with you, because, you know, that ain't my first time I've crossed paths with a like psycho killer either, because one time there was this dude that was like on the loose. There was a manhunt in Hollywood looking for this dude, and I was like, oh, what is this going on? Let me see, why are there so many helicopters over the Hollywood hit compound causing such a ruckus? Well, come to find out, they were looking for this dude who had psycho killed his boyfriend and stuffed him in some hotel room or some shit. And then I look at his picture on the interwebs and I knew the dude because he had been in a class with me and he was always hitting on me and freaking me out and trying to get me to go have drinks. Never in my life was I happier about not having gone to get drink. I mean, he was crazy looking then. Like, I was like, no, I am not, I can't do that. I always kept making excuses for why, and I am so glad I did, because I could have ended up dead. The Hollywood hit could have been a statistic on the freaking police blotter. That is what that is. But yeah, so this would not be my first time that I have crossed paths with a psycho killer. But this dude, like, please, for the love of God, can we just quit shooting each other up? Can we quit selling so many guns? Can we just quit all that nonsense? Every day you turn around, it's ridiculous. And the whole thing, and then don't come on the flip side when it's obvious that this dude had it in for Planned Parenthood because of all the misinformation that's been flying out there because of people like Carly Ugly Ass Forina and all those other people that want to try to like push those videos that have been debunked. I don't know how many times. It's not the truth. All you're doing is spouting lies. So then these people who believe your lies, then they go on, and then you know what they do? They go start on a murdering spree, which makes no sense to me, because you're sitting there, you're all upset because they're supposedly murdering babies. Okay, whatever. That's your viewpoint and your viewpoint alone, because I don't share that viewpoint. But at the same time, why do you think that, okay, if you're against murderation of something, why do you try to solve it with more murderation? That don't make no damn sense. I can't wrap my brain around that. It's like this mentality, but whatever. I gotta quit looking at the picture of him that I scrolled by, because I keep looking at those crazy eyes, and I'm convinced that at some point and sometime I have crossed paths with that dude, and I can't put my finger on what it is, but that if it is true, then that means I have crossed paths with two known psycho killers in my lifetime, and that is some untoward nonsense, y'all. That is completely and truly untoward. Is there anything else over here? I was trying to scroll through to see. I thought there was a story I wanted to touch on here over that the Gawker people had on here. Oh, did you see this stupid ass Trump? He's trying to say that he's having like 100 black ministers who are supporting him, when apparently that is not true. We're just going to scroll through. Like, he can bloviate like nobody's business. He could totally bloviate like nobody's business. And he could completely say nothing. What was the one? Fuck, there was something. Did I not save that shit? I probably didn't. Because there was one I read where it was like he made no sense. Like any question he was asked, all he does is like bloviate for a second. It makes no sense. He's like, those are questions. Like, okay, yeah, they're questions. How about you fucking answer one with an answer and not a whole bunch of freaking bloviating? That's all you do is bloviate. Oh my God, what is this? They have a whole article over on the Gawker that's called What It's Like to Be a Gay Little Person. I might have to revisit this at some point, but I'm just going to scroll through. I thought there was something else on here that I wanted to talk about. Oh, here we go. They're talking about James Dean again, because that's what people do. Talk about the James Dean, because he's like the Cosby of porns right now. It's everywhere. I bet you there is one freaking Charlie Sheen who is happy that people are talking about that and not him at the moment. I'm just saying is all. Get to look at this. Touching on a story I just talked about, headline here. Abortion providers face increase in threats since release of Planned Parenthood videos. Yeah, because you're out there spreading misinformation. These people have to fear for their lives. Can you please explain to me the logic in that? You're upset that somebody's getting killed in your viewpoint, but then at the same time, you are trying to incite that same kind of murderation against them. That makes absolutely no sense to me, and you could never explain that to me in any kind of way where I will ever believe that you're making any kind of fucking sense. I'm just saying is all. I am just saying is all. But one of the Olsen twins went and got married, y'all, as I'm scrolling through here. She married that old French banker dude. It's funny to me. Whatever floats your boat. I ain't here to judge who nobody hooks up with and dates. Because, you know, sometimes I think you should go for a five. Because let me tell you why you should go for a five. Because fives try harder. Fives will be a good boyfriend / husband. Because fives have had to work for it their whole life. They're going to give you some good sexy times. They're going to give you some attention. They're going to do what they have to. Because you know what? They've never been pretty. And they've never had people just throw things at them. Pretty people, on the other hand, they are not very good at sexy times more times than not. I feel I am an exception to the rule, being a fabulously fancy, fine-looking individual, and then also be able to throw down some sexy times when it's time to throw down some sexy times. Because you know what? I participate. I ain't just going to lay there like a pillow queen and let somebody else do all the work. That ain't no damn fun. I'm just saying is all. Well, how much time we got on here? I've been running my mouth. Oh, we got lots of time left here on the Hollywood Hick. Let's talk about some... Oh, I come across this thing which cracks my ass up, because Russian people are nutty. I don't know. It's just nutty. Like, I love stories coming out of Russia. I love, love, love watching Russian dash cam videos about road rage and like fights, because if you ever go to Russia, you mind your P's and Q's when you're driving, because they will straight up get out of the car and punch your ass through the window without thinking twice about it. They go nuts. They will come around, turn sideways in the road, block you, get out, and come over and start beating. And a lot of times, though, you better be careful, because sometimes you come to do your beating and then somebody who is better at beating comes out of the car that you're trying to like front on, and then they beat your ass. Because I've seen that happen a couple of few times. I've even seen that happen out here in Los Angeles. I was headed to the beach one time going down Sunset Boulevard over, I was getting towards the beach, down that way, west, we'll call it, right? Headed towards the beach. One of the few times in my life where a light turned green and I did not want it to, for the love of God, because I look in the rearview mirror, two dudes, I don't know what had happened before, but they started yelling in the street. They got out their cars. It was like a dude probably in his like mid to late 40s and a younger dude probably like mid 20s. The younger dude was getting all up in the dude's face. Went to go throw a punch, missed. Next thing you know, that older dude punched him right in the face. They like scuffle, then they fall down between two cars, and then they pop back up, scuffle. The young dude is getting his ass beat in the middle of Sunset Boulevard. I'm watching this all in my rearview mirror like, oh my God. Then the light turns green. I'm like, no, don't make me go. I got to see how this plays out. And you know, I pulled away like, I was exactly what I don't like, but I could not help myself. I was just pulling away all slow. Dude, the old dude beat that dude's ass, got back in his car and left. I bet you that is the last time that little motherfucker tries to front somebody out on the roads, because you know what? That road rage of his ended up biting him in the ass hard, because like he did not come out the victor in that by any stretch of the word. I'm just saying this out. But I don't know where I got on that or what I was talking about. Oh, I don't even remember. Whatever, moving on. I can't even remember what my whole point was. See, early, not enough sleep, brain twirling with work thoughts mixed with dreams, so I don't know what's real and what's not. I'm like all freaking myself out. I couldn't fall back to sleep. My brains were just twirling. I hate that. It's not friendly. It's not friendly. When I used to work at the Cheesecake Factory, we used to, back in the day, way back when I was waiting tables. But we would call them cheese mares, because you would have these nightmares where you were at work and you could not get one thing done because all they did was keep giving you more tables, and you could, all you do is just get more and more and more overwhelming until you finally wake up and you can't. You don't even feel like you slept. That's the thing, because your brain has been working so hard all night long with these stupid dreams that you don't feel like you slept. Now, back in those days, eventually, finally, after I quit there, in one of those dreams, I quit and walked out the back door, and I quit having them. Now, I'm back to this workplace, and I'm having these cheese mares again. It's awful. I don't recommend them at all. But what I was getting at was, over on the Maxim in Russia, Maxim magazine in Russia has done gone. I love Russian people cracking me. Oh, dash cam videos. That's what I was talking about. Like, I'm telling you, Russian, watch Russian dash cam videos and go to YouTube and put a search in for stop a douchebag. They have a stop a douchebag movement over there where these youngins are like trying to get people to quit driving on sidewalks and driving like crazy people. Like, they drive like crazy people in Russia. It's amazing to me. They drive on sidewalks. They'll do anything. They're like, fuck this shit. And they just go. But these stop a douchebag people get in your way and like, nope, you got to go on the road. You can't be on the sidewalk. People are like, walk here. What do you think you're doing? And people are like, oh, just let me by. They think they're the exception. They're like, nope. And if people get uppity, they put a giant ass sticker that says in Russian, stop a douchebag movement, blah, blah, blah. People go nuts. I've seen them come out there with pipes, come out fight the ladies. Oh, my God. Do not get the ladies going, because they will fuck a bitch up. But according to Russian Maxim magazine, they have decided that they, you know, because the Russians do not like the homos. They have a big thing against us homos. I don't know why. I still can't figure out why people just don't like us, for the simple fact that we are who we are, because we are so much fun. Everybody, like, you can't tell me nobody, like, everybody's girlfriend would rather go out with their homo friends than their boyfriend any day of the week. Unless there is a diamond on the other end of that freaking date, they don't give a fuck, and they would rather hang out with the homos because we are way more fun than their boyfriend will ever be, right? But the Russian edition of Maxim magazine has published a list of celebrities forgiven for their sexual orientation. So these are the ones that are like, okay, we'll let you slide. But in an article headlined "Gays We Respect," the mag explains its stance on homosexuality, and it ain't pretty. This is over from the Independent website. They linked to this. The article says, "We men do not consider men who love men to be men. This is the rule." That makes absolutely no sense. "We men do not consider men who love men to be men." Well, let me tell you something. We're men. We got peckers, and we pee standing up just like you do, and we like to put our peckers in things, and just might not be the exact same thing you like to put your pecker in, but guess what? We are still men. That's how it works. But no matter what you say, however you look at it, we're still men. That's like, you cannot look at my pecker and tell me I ain't a man. That just don't make no damn sense. Here they go. "But there are exceptions. There are gays who have earned our respect and the right to remain real men in our eyes." So so some of these exceptions to the rule, according to the Maxim in Russia, are Doogie Howser, Neil Patrick Harris. So Doogie Howser, he's like, okay. Gandalf, Ian McKellen, he's okay. Freddie Mercury from The Queen, they would have been cool with him if he was still alive, because he's like, he can sing good, right? Rob Halford of Judas Priest, they're cool with him. Stephen Fry made the list because they said he's the living embodiment of the idea that one can be openly gay and a sensible person at the same time. So according to them, there is only like one gay person who can be sensible. I have met many a gay sensible person. Actually, I've met probably more sensible gay people than straight people, because we have a different perspective as gay people. We've had to like come around and try to figure out how to navigate things in a different way. So we honestly have probably been paying a little bit more attention than the regular folks, because we had to. That's how that works. We had to pay attention, mother truckers. That's how that shit works, right? Well, it goes on saying that they were speaking to BuzzFeed News. The magazine's editor said, "Our position is clearly formulated in the introduction of the article." So they're basically saying, your position is men. That you do not consider men who love men to be men. This is the rule. Well, you're a fucking mouth-breathing moron. You're completely a mouth-breathing moron. Now, U.S. Maxim magazine, you know they can't be saying that shit over here, because shit would blow the fuck up, right? They get away with this in Russia because they are cray. But over here, they wouldn't be able to get away with it. So the U.S. Maxim people came right out, and they're like, their statement is, "We are deeply disturbed by the article in Maxim Russia and fully condemn it. It is entirely against the views of U.S. Maxim." Good, because it should be. But that cracks my ass up. So there's a few gay people that they respect. You got to be famous to get respect out of a Russian if you are a homo. If you're not famous, then don't even bother. So you got to be Doogie Howser, Gandalf, Freddie Mercury, Judas Priest singer, or Stephen Fry, who is the living embodiment of the idea that one can be openly gay and a sensible person at the same time. Well, you know what? There's a lot of us who are sensible people. Yeah, I might spout off a bunch of nonsense out of my mouth here on this Hollywood Hick program, but I do find myself to be somewhat sensible for the most part, right? Well, it's the truth. Well, all right, let's move on. Let's see if we can find a couple of stories that'll make us feel better about ourselves. Ooh, this one, where did this come from? This one was pretty funny because I love drunk people stories because I've been drunk a lot in my life. And when I find somebody who's done worse untoward nonsense than I've done while drunk, then I like to talk about it. It makes me feel way better about myself. But here's what happened. I think this is across the pond somewhere. So Florida, you're off the hook on this one. But it says here, a drunk man who urinated on police officers and gave almost off the scale breath test is jailed. So what had happened was a drunk driver. This is from the Croydon Advertiser. I don't know what the fuck linked me to this. I probably found it on Reddit or something like that. But a drunk driver who gave an almost off the scale breath test reading before urinating in a police van has been jailed. So Romas Zukalka, whatever, unpronounceable last name, of Church Street in Croydon, admitted criminal damage and was also convicted of I love how they call it drink driving over there, after police breath test revealed he was more than four times the legal limit when he was arrested. That's a lot. So the 44-year-old who lived in Leatherhead at the time of the offense was jailed for 22 weeks and banned from driving for 5 years at a hearing at Red Hill Magistrates Court. I love how everything sounds so proper over there. Back in November, right? Police attended his house after a member of the public witnessed him staggering and urinating in Kingston Road and before getting in his car and driving away. The female witness, who gave evidence from behind the screen, told the court, "I saw a gentleman walk around to the back of one stop where the parking area is. Well, he was staggering. He walked up to where my partner's van was parked and was urinating at the back of it. I would have thought that a man who was urinating in public would have been subtle about it, but he was standing there with his trousers quite low down. He then staggered, nearly falling over, back to his car and got in and drove off." Oh my God, don't be doing this, people. Don't do it. After witnessing this at about 7 in the evening, the woman called the police and an alert was sent to officers in the area to look for his vehicle. The police attended the vehicle's registered address and, after being led by Zukakis' brother, found him asleep upstairs in his bedroom. The officer attended the house, told the court, "I noticed he was very soundly asleep and he had urinated on it." So he pissed everywhere, y'all. He pissed in the parking lot. He pissed himself. He pissed in the police van, apparently. It says here, it took quite a few attempts, but eventually they managed to rouse him. He was really, 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 really extra drunk. He told police that he had been asleep for hours, but CCTV footage placed him at one stop at the time of the witness's account. And before being put in the police van, Zukalkis was taken to his toilet by two male officers who spent 3 to 4 minutes trying to persuade him to pee, but he did not go and instead urinated in the van 5 minutes into the jury to the police station. Like, look, they gave you an opportunity to pee, you dumbass. You've been peeing everywhere, obviously. You peed yourself. You peed the parking lot. Now you done peed the van. Why don't you just pee the toilet? What do you got against toilets, dude? Come on, man. Apparently, he had previously pleaded not guilty to the charge of criminal damage to the police van, but changed his plea at the hearing. He told the court, "I regret urinating, but there was nothing I could do about it. But I did not drink drive." The woman, sorry, you got a witness. The breathalyzer reading of 146 milligrams. I don't know what that means of alcohol. Like, I don't know what that equates to what it is over here, like a 0.14 or whatever that kind of stuff is. But the legal limit is 35 and he blew 146. That's a lot, y'all. apparently it was due to drinks he consumed after returning to his home from the one stop. He said, okay, so he kept drinking once he got home and that's why his breathalyzer was so high. But apparently he was also drunk at the one stop because he was staggering about with his britches way down peeing in the parking lot. He says he drank vodka at the bar in his house because it belonged to his brother and didn't want him to see him. Then he went back to his room and drank the cider what he bought at the one stop and fell asleep. He was like, "I was in a rush to drink and didn't want anyone to notice because I'm not allowed to drink at home." Well, obviously, because you piss on everything, fool. But apparently, the prosecutor said, "You drove because you thought you were okay and you wanted more alcohol. You had run out of cider." But basically, they're saying, "We're imposing this sentence in this case because of the exceptionally high reading, which is almost off the scale. So be glad you are not one of Romas Zukowskis of Church Street and Croydon on account of you would be a drunken mother trucking mess. That's what I'm saying. Also, while we're on this kind of a subject, we got a few more minutes here on the Hollywood Hick program here on the Crab Diving Network. But I came across this. I love how sometimes people just, like, the thing is, I could see this happening to me in my utes because I would have done this stupid shit. I and this does come to us from the great state of Florida, which gives us all kind of funness and funny things to talk about. But apparently, over in North Fort Myers, Florida, this comes from the Channel 2, whatever. I don't know what their letters are. They don't say on here. Whatever. But the Channel 2 out of Florida website. Right. Must be somewhere near the North Fort Myers area. But a 23-year-old was arrested at a motel Saturday night in North Fort Myers for hosting a party where marijuana and other drugs, alcohol, as well as six of her teenage friends were present. So Crystal Kerlouchewicz told her mother that she was going to dinner, but instead ended up at the North Fort Myers Travel Lodge. Hear that, people? So she ended up over at the Travel Lodge, where she is accused of renting a room and hosting a party for herself and six teenage friends where alcohol, marijuana, and other drugs were found. NBC2 spoke to the 23-year-old's mother, who said the daughter had been in trouble with the law before. Mm-hmm. This is where it gets good, right? She also said on Saturday night she left the house to celebrate the end of her probation for drug charges. So what she did is she decided to throw herself a party at the Travel Lodge. Now, this is what you don't do. Don't do a loud party at a motel like that, because people are going to report your ass and then you're going to get busted again, a la Crystal Kerlouchewicz of North Fort Myers, Florida, right? A 23-year-old idiot girl who wasn't smart enough to, like, keep this shit on the down low and find somewhere where they can party in peace and not have to, like, disturb everybody around them and cause a popo to show up. Idiot child. Well, goes on to say the Lee County Sheriff's Office responded to a complaint from a neighboring room. When they arrived, they'd see the neighbors at the place, like, you were loud up in there kikiing, you were high, you were drunk, snorting cocaine, whatever you're doing. I don't know what the other drugs were. They didn't say ecstasy pills, maybe crystal meth. I don't know. It's Florida. You never know this shit, right? Well, whatever they did, they were in there hooting and hollering, you know, and then people are like, I cannot get no rest at the Travel Lodge in North Fort Myers, Florida. So could you come over here and do something about these unruly children next door who are kikiing and giggling and causing all kind of trouble with their, like, drug-fueled parties? And, like, I ain't got no problem with drug-fueled parties. I just think you need to pick your place to do them and do it somewhere where you ain't going to get disturb people and have the popo show up. That is age. Because, see, like, when I was 23, I probably would have done the same shit, been in the same boat. Glad I didn't do it, though. But I could see me doing this shit, because I'd be like, hell yeah, no more probation. Let's see what we can do to get put back on probation. Because I'm sure that's what's happening to this chick right now. But so basically, says here, the Lee County Sheriff's Office responded to a complaint from a neighboring room. When they arrived, they said they found alcohol, marijuana, and other drugs inside Kerlouchewicz's room. Deputies also found a strobe light and glow sticks. See, they were in there hooting and hollering and a kikiing with their strobe light and glow sticks. They were dancing about. I can understand that, because things look funny when a strobe light when you're high as fuck. I've been there. I did that in college. I was in a freaking room with a strobe light, gathering up individually wrapped Twizzlers one night, throwing up in the air and watching them sparkle as they fell down. And we giggled our ass off because we were drunken freaking fools. That's how we were. That's how people roll. And I'm sure they were probably doing something similar, right? Well, the kids told the deputies the marijuana was given to them in prescription bottles, right? So do they have medical weed in Florida? I didn't think they had medical weed in Florida. So I wonder where it came from. Colorado, California. I don't know where they get it from. But really, weed should just be legal all over. That is my feeling, because everybody's doing it. It's not as bad as drinking. And just get over it. Get over yourselves and just let people have their weed. It calms a lot of people down. There's a lot of people I would rather be around when they are high than when they are not high, because when they're high, they are much more tolerable. I'm just saying is all. That's just how this shit works, right? But let's wrap this up. But I'm telling you, the hotel employee told NBC two others in the nearby rooms also saw teens coming and going earlier in the day, and one of the teens was charged with felony for possession of a controlled substance. Deputies arrested Kerlouchewicz as well. She got out of jail tonight and is in a mental health facility, so she must have snapped afterwards and went cray cray, and they're like, we're gonna have to put you on a 5150 hold on account of you are now not competent. That's just basically what it is. So if you ain't feeling better about yourself because you ain't one Crystal Curlewich from North Fort Myers, Florida, then you should be, because I feel much better about myself after having said that story. And on that note, y'all, that does it for this episode of The Hollywood Hick. Hope those last couple of stories got you feeling better about yourself. You're listening to me on the Crab Diving Network, www.crabdiving.com. Follow me on the Twits at The H-Wood Hick. Also follow the Facebook page, facebook.com/TheHollywoodHick. And I think that does it for me. Do I have any more particulars? I don't have anything else to say. I'm done. I'm out of here. I got to go to the workplace, y'all, and get spun around in circles again. And hopefully tonight I can come home and sleep and not have work thoughts all night long because my brain's hurt and I'm tired. And that's that. So doodle-lam, do, mother truckers. I'm out of here. Bye, mother trucking. Bye, y'all. Doodle-lam, 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 Greg-a-ling, 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 Greg-a-ling now. Greg-a-ling, 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 wow.